Iranian weapons that attack the heart of the kingdom's oil industry. But the officials stopped short of directly accusing Iran of launching the assault. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is substantially increasing economic sanctions against Iran. Washington says the attacks were launched by Tehran. Trump's order comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrives in Jeddah to meet with Saudi officials. They will discuss how to respond to the attack. Mideast analyst Paul Morcos says the global community should take the weekend attack very seriously.
It's really considered as an international problem more than it is a local one, especially that it violates many international treaties. Those petroleum resources are considered as being protected by international law, not only by local laws.
Iran is warning that if any actions are taken against it, Tehran will respond immediately. There is no clear winner from Tuesday's national election in Israel, the second time voters have gone to the polls in the past 5 months. AP's Aaron Heller reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing an uphill battle to hold on to his job.
The results are inconclusive. It's not clear right now who's going to be prime minister. It's not clear right now what the government is going to look like. We just know that once the official results come in, there's going to be a lot of jockeying and a lot of behind-the-scenes moves before we figure out where exactly things are headed.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. A multi-pronged attack is underway in Jalalabad. A government spokesman says an explosion at the front gate of a government building cleared the way for multiple attackers to enter the compound. Special forces immediately surrounded it, and fighting continues. So far, they have rescued at least 12 employees. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump has named Robert C. O'Brien as his new national security advisor, replacing John Bolton, who was fired last week. O'Brien currently